Aloha kakahiaka. Thank you for tuning in to White Way program on Radio Keizu. I'm Sean K. Yagi, Residence Minister of Aya Honganji Buddhist Temple. It is an honor and privilege to broadcasting to you on this morning. Prior to record this message, I was really upset and irritated by miscommunication. I know that I should control my anger, but Hotoke no kao mo sando made, which means even the patience of saint has limits. After a while, one story came into my mind, story called A Bag of Nails. There once was a young boy with a very bad temper. The boy's father wanted to teach him a lesson, so he gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into their wooden fence. On the first day of this lesson, the little boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. He was really mad. Over the course of the next few weeks, the little boy began to control his temper. So the number of nails that were hammered into the fence dramatically decreased. It wasn't long before the little boy discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Then the day finally came when the little boy didn't lose his temper even once, and he became so proud of himself. He couldn't wait to tell his father. Pleased, his father suggested that he now pull out one nail for each day that he could hold his temper. Several weeks went by, and the day finally came when the young boy was able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. Very gently, the father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done very well, my son," he smiled. "But look at the hole in the fence. The fence will never be the same." The little boy listened carefully as his father continued to speak. "When you say things in anger, they leave permanent scars just like these. And no matter how many times you say you are sorry, the wounds will still be there." The moral of this story is, unkind words cause lasting damage. Let us words be kind and sweet. The author of this story is unknown and greatly appreciated. In the second volume of the Sutra of the Buddha of Immeasurable Life, there is an important teaching about how we should lead our life. All people in the world, parents and children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, other family members and extended family members, should respect and love each other and should not hate and envy each other. They should share their possessions with each other. Without being greedy, always speak gently and live harmoniously without hurting each other. Further, the sutra explains what will happen if we fight with each other or if we get angry with others. Even a small amount of hatred among people makes them become hostile to each other in the present life, and this escalates into a mass of hostility among them in their lives to come. This is because in everyday matters, they are persistently harming each other. The sutra clarifies how important it is to be gentle and harmonious with each other in our daily life. At the present time, there are a number of issues throughout the world, specifically to do with racism, terrorist activities, nuclear threat, hate and violence. These concerns remind me of a story of the bird in the Amida Sutra. It reads, Furthermore, Sariputra, in the land of ultimate bliss, there are various birds of brilliant coloring, such as white egrets, peacocks, parrots, sharikas, kalavinkas, and jivakas. The bird sings six times a day in exquisite voices. Their very singing expresses Amida Buddha's teachings, such as the five roots of goodness, the five powers, the seven factors of enlightenment, and the Noble Eightfold Path. When the people of the land of ultimate bliss hear the bird's voices, all of their thoughts are dedicated to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. To further illustrate, there is a story of a mythical bird, Jivam Jivakas, which goes like this. Once upon a time, there lived a strange bird in a huge banyan tree which stood beside a river. The strange bird had two heads and only one body. Once, while the bird was flying high in the sky, he saw an apple-shaped fruit lying on the bank of the river. The bird swooped down, picked up the fruits, and began to eat it. It was the most delicious fruit the bird had ever eaten. As the bird had two heads, the other head protested, "I'm your brother head. Why don't you let me also eat these tasty fruits?" The first head of the bird replied, "Shut up. You know that we've only one stomach. Whichever heads eat, the fruits will go to the same stomach. So it doesn't matter which head eats. Moreover, I'm the one who found this fruit, so I have the first right to eat." Hearing this, the other head became silent. But this kind of selfishness on the part of the first head displeased him very much. One day, while flying, the other head spotted a tree bearing a poisonous fruit. The other head immediately descended upon a tree and plucked the fruits from it. "No, please don't eat this poisonous fruit," cried the first head. "If you eat it, both of us will die, because we have a common stomach to digest it."
"Shut up,"
shouted the other head. "Since I've plucked this fruit, I've every right to eat it." The first head began to weep, but the other head didn't care. He wanted to take revenge. He ate the poisonous fruits. As a result, both died. We can hear this story as a stupid tale. However, when we carefully consider about this story, it is about me, myself. Although we don't have same body, we can be a partner of a pair. Husband and wife, brothers, sisters, parents, children, or teacher and a student. If we quarrel, hurt each other, or even get upset, what will happen? Here in Hawaii, we have a beautiful word, which is aloha. When each one of us, all of us, have this aloha spirit in our mind and in our daily life, this land will become a more beautiful place. In concluding of my message for this morning, I would like to share the last part of the song Aloha Is by Moe Kiali. Aloha is his helping hand, his warm and comforting voice. It is his peace, be with you, in love forever and always. Aloha is the mind, the heart in perfect harmony. It's tenderness and love deep in the heart of Hawaii. Aloha is Hawaii. Hawaii is aloha. Hawaii is aloha. Ia oe, I love you. Aloha, au ia oe, Hawaii, I love you. Again, mahalo to you all. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Please have a wonderful day. Namo Amida Butsu.